Brilliant Stats in English. Austrian Stats in English. This is the whole thing, no.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast, audio CD&D, indie podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. The following script is based on our 21st Austria Weekly. In week 6, ATX lost 2.33% to 3,358 points. Year-to-date now, 2.16% underwater. Best stock in the private investor relations universe with 37 titles were Pira Mobility and AT&S. News came from FACC, Valneva, Strabag, Marinomed, Verbund and Immofinanz. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart...
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart, and these are the news from our private investor relations universe in week 6. Let's start with Monday, FACC. The year 2024 marks the 35th anniversary of aerospace supplier FACC. Since its foundation in 1989, the company has grown from a small team of visionaries in the Fisher Ski and Tennis Research Department to a global player of the aerospace industry. All major aircraft manufacturers such as Airbus, Boeing, Embraer, Bombardier, COMAC, Collins, Rolls-Royce and Pratt & Whitney place their trust in the know-how of the Austrian aviation specialist, which has enabled considerable weight savings and thus lower fuel consumption in flight operations with its lightweight construction innovations from the very beginning. The aerospace industry currently boasts full order books for years to come. FACC is also benefiting from this with a record order backlog of $5.8 billion. This growth is set to continue in the future. By 2042, demand for new aircraft and civil aviation will exceed 40,000. The next generation of aircraft will set new standards in terms of sustainability. The major goal of the international industry is to achieve a 75% cut in CO2 emissions by 2050. Lightweight construction solutions by FACC will make a significant contribution to achieving this goal. FACC, weekly performance, 0.17%. Valneva, Austrian-French Valneva SE, a specialty vaccine company, announced it sold the priority review voucher, PRV, it received from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration FDA for $103 million, 95 million euros. The company was awarded a tropical disease PRV in November 2023, following U.S. FDA approval of Vaxchik, registered sign, Valneva's single-dose, live-attenuated vaccine indicated for the prevention of disease caused by chikungunya virus, CHIKV. The company will invest proceeds from the sale of the PRV into its R&D projects, including the co-development of its Phase 3 vaccine candidate against Lyme disease, additional clinical trials for its chikungunya vaccine and the expansion of the company's clinical pipeline. Valneva, weekly performance, 3.22%. Tuesday, Strabag. The management board of Strabag SE announces that, based on today's internal evaluation of all information, the EBIT margin for 2023 is expected to be close to 5%. This represents an increase on the previously forecast EBIT margin as well as higher earnings than expected for the 2023 financial year. At around 19 billion euros, the output volume in 2023 will increase as expected compared to the previous year's figure of 17.7 billion euros. The increased guidance is due to positive influences on earnings resulting from the strong market positions in the North plus West segment. Strabag, weekly performance, 2.37%. Wednesday, Marinomed. Marinomed Biotech AG has enrolled the first patient in a clinical study to investigate the lubricating properties of ceragilose eye drops in patients diagnosed with mild to moderate dry eye disease. While the product holds a valid certification under the Medical Device Directive, MDD, the study supports the switch to the new Medical Device Regulation, MDR. Ceragilose eye drops are planned to launch in Austria in 2024. Furthermore, a business development process for partnering the product outside of Austria is in full swing. Next to the eye drops, also the launch of the allergen-blocking Kyragilose nasal spray is planned for 2024. Marinomed has published clinical data demonstrating the effectiveness of Kyragilose in the prophylactic treatment of allergic rhinitis symptoms in the nose on a preprint server in October 2023. Now, the data have been published in the peer-reviewed International Journal of General Medicine. In 2024, further major steps are planned for Kyragilose. First, the market introduction of our Kyragilose eye drops and allergen blocker. Second, the launch of Barlow, registered sign, nasal spray in Mexico. And third, the FDA approval with Procter & Gamble for the first Kyragilose product in the U.S. is expected. We have recently made serious progress towards the approval process and are confident that we will soon be offering our product in the world's largest OTC market. Marinomed Biotech, weekly performance, -4.71%. Thursday, Verbund. The executive board of Verbund announced today that the earnings forecast for financial year 2024 deviates significantly from market expectations. The rapid and massive drop in wholesale prices for electricity, caused by the fall in primary energy prices and the prices of emission allowances, as well as low earnings contribution in the grid segment, are having a negative impact on the expected EBITDA and the expected group result for financial year 2024. These negative effects are not sufficiently reflected in the current market expectations, internally compiled consensus of analysts' estimates. Consensus 2024 as of 8 February 2024, EBITDA approximately €3.8 billion, group result approximately €2.1 billion. Verbund expects EBITDA of between around €2,600 million and €3,300 million and a group result of between around €1,300 million and €1,750 million in financial year 2024. Verbund, weekly performance, -12.27%. Verbund, Immofinanz, real estate company. Immofinanz has successfully closed the sale of the Grand Central Zagreb office property to a Croatian real estate company. The sale of this office property in Zagreb shows that we are also making very good progress in the optimization of our portfolio in the current market environment. In line with our strategy and focus on value creation, the proceeds will be invested in the expansion of our innovative office solutions and retail properties in our core markets, explained Radka Doring, member of the Immofinanz executive board. Immofinanz, weekly performance, 0.23%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing.